Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
The fire of God speaks of His love for you. It is powerful. It is the nucleus of who God is. He loves you. And so when He tells you to love Him, you need Him even to love Him. Because love precedes Him. He is love. He doesn't know anything else but love. And God would never ask us to love Him if He doesn't first love us. And He loves you so much. The Bible says that His thoughts of you are like the sand on the seashore. In other words, how God thinks of you and the thoughts that He has of you. You, sinner you, imperfect you, committed failures you. He has thoughts of you every day like the sand on the seashore. You can't even count the grains of sand in a beach. But that's how many thoughts He has of you every day. His thoughts of you are innumerable. He's always thinking about you constantly. You are always on the mind of God. Wow. God does not love you any other way. He doesn't know how to love any other way. He loves you with fire. He's passionate about you. He longs for you. He loves you with intensity. He loves you with a longing. He loves you. He doesn't love halfway. He does not love you only when. He does not love you only if. He just loves you with intensity, with a fire in His eyes. He's madly in love with you. And our greatest call and our greatest commandment in the midst of all the demonic oppression, in the midst of the highs of life and the lows of life, in the midst of valleys, in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of your hardship, in the midst of all your frailty, in the midst of all your defeats, and in the midst of all your failures, God is saying, love me. You know, I talked to you on Wednesday about the valley of decision. And the valley of decision, the Bible says in Joel, multitudes and multitudes are in the valley of decision. They haven't decided to love God fully. They love God halfway. But God says, I don't love you halfway, so don't love me halfway. And a lot of people are in a valley of decision. It didn't say some. It says multitudes. They have not decided to love God. And then I talked to you out of the book of Ezekiel, where Ezekiel has a vision where some were full. Do you remember? Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, and some were already submerged. And many found themselves after that preaching. Even those that have so many years in God found themselves that they're only halfway. Do you remember? And I said to you that the reason why we're only halfway deep with God, we've come to a place where He's taken control, but yet we still touch the floor because we have some form of control in our own lives still. And so we're half wet and half dry. And that's the access that the enemy has in us. And what God is saying, if you love me, then you'll come into the deep with me. If you love me, then you'll come into a place in your life where you're just passionate for Him, on fire for Him. Nobody has to tell you to raise your hands. You just do. Nobody has to tell you to clap. You just do. Nobody has to tell you to pray. You want to. Nobody has to tell you to get in His word. Why? Because you get to. Nobody has to tell you, come to church. We haven't seen you. No, because you're in love with Him. And the church needs to burn again for Him. The church has to burn again for Him. Amen. And I told you why a lot of people are only halfway. Now, I know everybody I'm speaking to wants to go into the deep of God. But this is dependent on several things. I said to you that your level of surrender will determine how deep you go with God. The level of surrender in your life. Tell me the areas you have not surrendered to God. And I will tell you that those are the areas that are not wet and in the deep of God. So I said to you, surrender. Shout surrender. And the second thing that God says so that you can go into the deep of God is you have to have dependency on Him. Being completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. completely dependent upon God. Shout dependency. Now, I'm going to read to you a scripture that's pretty interesting. And it's found in John chapter 6. This is where there's 5,000 people that need food. They're hungry. And Jesus asks Philip a question. And I want you to read it out loud with me in 5 through 7. It says, Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. There was about 5,000 there. Turning to Philip, he asked, where can we buy bread to feed all these people? Look what it says in 6. He was testing Philip, for Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Wow. And Philip replied, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. So Jesus already knew what he was going to do. What he was doing with Philip, he was testing his dependency on Jesus. Jesus already knows what he's going to do with your life. But he will test your dependency on him. And so what's going to happen, if you really want to go into the deep, you have to come to a place of complete surrender and complete dependency on God. Amen. Amen, church. So he was testing Philip. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. You know, there are times in our lives where you will be tested on your dependency on God. Do you depend more on a credit card or do you depend on God? Do you depend more on people or do you depend more on God? Do you depend more on your career or do you depend on God? We say we love God. If you love God, you will depend on God. Jesus already knew. Shout, he already knows. He already knows your beginning from the end. In other words, your end has already been written. He's the author. He knows the end. And your end is good. Your end is good. Your end is victorious. Your end is powerful. Your family's end is good. Your great-grandkids, their end is good. It's victorious. You already won. You're already on top. You already have the victory. You already won. Because Jesus already knows what he's going to do. He was testing Philip's dependency on him. There will be times that you will be tested to see if you're really dependent on God. It's so easy to say, if it's God's will. It's so easy to say, I love God. Yeah, but do you depend on him? It's so easy to say, oh, I trust God. I'm trusting God, but depending on other things. It's so easy to say, I depend on God, but really, God will intentionally put you in situations so that you can encounter his faithfulness, so that you can encounter the miraculous power of his name. So here, Jesus was testing Philip. He said, I want to see how he's going to answer this one. Because there will be times in your life, on the bad days, be careful. Those are the days you got to go deep with God. Because it is there. God is looking at your dependency. And here Jesus asks this question. Why? Because he's taking inventory. Because he wants Philip to reflect on really. Are you really dependent on God? I talked to you about going into the deep. And I failed to say something. And it kind of struck me after the fact. But I thought about when I go into the ocean. And if you've ever gone into the ocean, there's a point. And it's this midline. And you still have your feet planted on the floor. So we have some kind of control. Because we still have this ability to go back to the shore. And I don't know if you've ever been in the ocean. But there's a moment where you say, I can't go deeper because I'm cold. And it's cold, right? So you don't want to go any further because it's cold. But the bottom you, once you get in, the coldness stops, doesn't it? Many people get cold in God. Because they're not all there in. They're not in all the way. And once you submerge in God, then the coldness in God leaves. And then you become totally dependent upon a living God. Here's the problem. Is that humans love to be in control. We have to feel the floor. We have to know what God's going to do. We have control issues. Tell your neighbor, we got control issues. We think we got this. We don't have anything. This pandemic told you we have nothing. We need God. And total dependency on God is where God is wanting you to live. If you love Him, you will depend solely on Him. Now, one thing we have to realize if we're going to be dependent on Him is that we are a limited resource. There is only so many things that you can do. You're limited. You cannot heal. You cannot deliver people. You cannot change situations. But oftentimes, because we're such control freaks, we really want to rely on other things because it makes us feel safe. We got to feel the bottom of the floor. So you know what? We become codependent. Shout codependent. Sometimes we become codependent on the things that God gave us. He gave you your job, so now you're codependent on it. He gave you this, so now you become codependent on it. Shout codependency. If I were to define codependency, it would be defined something like this. It would be coping mechanisms that we run to. How do you cope with things in your life? Are you truly dependent on God, or are you codependent on things? Example. A codependency is something that where somebody becomes a person that starts to use mechanisms, ways, habits to cope with situations. You use something. It enables you to deal with something. Example. You have fears. So rather than giving God those fears because you love Him, you start to depend on your own pride. So you have a coping mechanism with the fear that rather than giving it to God and depending on God, you have turned now to a coping mechanism called pride. It is possible to have all kinds of coping mechanisms. All of a sudden, maybe you feel rejection in your heart. And because you feel rejection in your heart, now your coping mechanism may be pride. It might be a different coping mechanism. Maybe you're hurt. And rather than giving the hurt to God, the coping mechanism now becomes anger, and you're angry. We have all kinds of coping mechanisms. And that's what keeps us from going into the deep with God and loving Him with all of our hearts. Rather than being honest with self and saying, wait a minute, I've got a problem here and I need to take it with God. What we do is we start to pick up coping mechanisms so that we can deal with the issues of the heart rather than giving them to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if we are insecure, then what happens is we start to have these coping mechanisms. We become independent. Example, somebody gets offended. Their coping mechanism becomes now isolation. And God never called you to be isolated but connected with the body of Christ. So what prevents us from going into the deep and loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind is all these coping mechanisms. So the question this morning would be, and I leave you with this, what are your coping mechanisms? Because that is the very thing that is keeping you from loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. When you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, you are completely 100% dependent upon God. Without coping mechanisms, you lay it at the feet of God. If you're hurt, take it to God. If you're sad, take it to God. If you're discouraged, take it to God. You don't have to become codependent on anybody. You don't have to become codependent on any pride. Let the pride go. It's time to be healed. It's time to be free. It's time to move on. It's time to say, God, I don't want any coping mechanism that is going to hinder me from becoming dependent upon You. And people, hear me, whenever we have these coping mechanisms, people have a tendency to run from God and run to their coping mechanism rather than running to God. Not realizing that God is so passionate for you that He wants you to depend 100% on Him. And realize this, church, that with God, He's enough. I was in my prayer closet last night And I kept telling that to God. You are more than enough. You will fill every gap. You will fill every space. There is nothing that we need on the earth as long as we have you. As long as we have you, you fill everything to capacity and to overflow. Because the God that we serve is a God of more than enough. He's enough. He's enough to fill you from anything that you are lacking in your life. He is more than enough. God is the only one that has the power and the ability to meet every one of your needs. No one can meet your needs like God. Nobody can heal you like God. Nobody can deliver you like God. Nobody can set you free like God. Nobody can change that circumstance like God. Nobody can give you the breakthrough like God. Nobody can take you to victory like God. Nobody can break the chain like God. Nobody can take you further like God. Only God can meet your need. Shout total dependency. He is the only one that qualifies for the task. And it never pleases God when we allow people or things to take place. As a matter of fact, write it down, Jeremiah 17:5. And it says as follows, cursed are those who trust in mortals, who depend on the flesh for their own strength, and whose hearts have turned away from the Lord. Shout dependence. Shout dependence. Say it again. Dependence. If you were to split those two words up, the definition of dependence, total dependence on God, dependence. That word is derived from the word D, shout D. And it means from, or it means from, D, and then pendence. And that means suspended by, or suspended from. So whenever you are dependent upon God, you are completely supported by God. It's like when you lie down on your bed, that you never question. You never think at night, whoa, I don't know if this bed's going to support me. I might fall in the middle of the night. Nobody ever does that. They usually typically are so tired that they fall on their bed. And you have put your entire body at rest on that one mattress. When you are dependent on God, you rest the same way. Your body, your life, your soul, your mind, your future, your destiny, everything is in the hand of Almighty God. You depend on Him. You rest on Him. You lean on Him. You know that He has the capability to move on your behalf. I don't need to be codependent on any mishap, on any deadly emotion. I can be free because I can depend on God. I can go into the deep because I know my God will supply all of my needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. Man can be not dependable, but God is always dependable. You know what dependence means? Write it down. It means to rely on. To depend means to rely on, to rest on, to trust in, to trust, to place your trust upon, to place your trust upon. It's your support. It's your help. In other words, dependency is faith and confidence in God. You know what dependence is? It is a continual connection with God. Why? Because I need Him. Because I cannot live without Him. The Bible says in John chapter 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. This is one of the last teachings that Jesus gives us right before He goes to the cross. And He tells the apostles instructions. And He says, you're about to go through persecution. You're about to go through opposition. And then He said, but I am the true vine. You are the branches. Remain in me and my words abide in you. And whatever you ask me, I will give it to you. He said, but remain in me. Shout remain. Look what He said. He said, remain. He said, like my Father loves me, I too love you. Remain, abide. Remain means to abide. Remain means to continually connect with God. It doesn't mean visit God. A lot of people are visiting God and not remaining in God. A lot of people visit God, but they don't abide in God. And He says, abide in me and my words abide in you. Then you can ask me whatever you wish, and it shall be given to you. That is the most arsenal weapon against the powers of darkness in your life. Dependence on God, shall dependence on God, means that you need him. And that you understand that without him, you can accomplish nothing. Dependence on him means something. That he is the source of everything in your life. He's the source of your strength. He's a source of deliverance. He's a source of wisdom. He's a source of fullness. He's the source of provision. He's the source of healing. He's a source of liberty. He's a source of freedom. He's a source of breakthrough. He's a source for everything in my life. I need him. If you're at a point in your life where there is something in your life where you're still touching the ground and think that you've got it, you're not dependent on God. Because if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, living in the deep, you will trust him for everything, knowing that without him, you can't live. I can't even breathe without him. You need God. Even to love him, you need God. He's the source of everything. He's the source of provision. He's the source for your future. He's the source for your destiny. He's the source. Shout, he's my source. Dependency begins when you acknowledge that God is the owner of everything that is in your life and that he is in control of every circumstance. Here's the problem, is that we say we trust God, but look what happened to Philip. Are you really fully trusting in God? Or have you developed a codependency, a mechanism in your life where you lean on, depend on, run to, and that's how you deal with your insecurity. That's how you deal with the fear. That's how you deal with all kinds of things. Or are you ready in your life to say, I'm going to depend on God regardless of how fearful it might feel, how out of control that might feel, but I'm going to depend on God because he's a source of all things and he will never fail. When you completely depend on God, two things happen to you. Number one, you become faithful. When you depend on God, you're faithful. The reason why many believers are not faithful is because they don't depend on God. They depend on them. And the second thing that will happen to you whenever you depend on God is that you will become fruitful. Shout, fruitful. It is automatic fruitfulness. If you say, I'm trying to build this business, I'm trying to do this, quit doing it in your own strength. Release it to God. And let God be God in that area. Because the Bible says, man sows the seed, man can water the seed, but it is God that makes it grow. So the second thing that happens to you, when you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, you go into the deep. You become so dependent upon God. You run to him for everything. He becomes the source of everything. And what happens is you automatically begin to multiply. Multiplication in your life is automatic. It doesn't have to be forced. Many people want to force things to happen because there's fear at the heart. Moses, on one occasion, God called Moses and God said to him, you're going to lead Israel and you're going to lead them out of Egypt. And he gives Israel hope so that they can come out of their bondage. And God sends Moses to Pharaoh and he says to him, let the people of God go. And God was about to release the 10 plagues. And the Bible says that when Israel heard the voice of Moses, the Bible says that their hearts began to get hardened. And they began to doubt the plan of God. The reason why we are not dependent upon God is because we doubt the plan of God. And when you doubt the plan of God for your life, maybe at this point in your life, life did not turn out the way you expected. You thought it was going to go a different way. But when you are dependent upon God, you know that the ways of God are higher. The ways of God are better. That his plans are better than our plans. He knows what he's doing. He has not lost control. He is a God of covenant. He is a God that will never lose control. He knows your future. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. So he knows how your life's going to turn out. He knows how to take you there. He knows how to get you there. And the Bible says that the Israelites became hardened in heart and they began to doubt God. And it is here, for the very first time, God introduces himself as God, Yahweh. As God, El Shaddai. He said, I am the God that if I promise you something, I'm going to take you all the way in. I'm going to take you to the promised land. I am El Shaddai. I'm more than enough. I am God Almighty. I'm the ruler. I'm the one that created all things. I am more than enough. I will supply all of your needs. I am the great I am. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I am your healer. I'm the one that gives you. I'm the one that sends you. I'm the one that keeps you. I'm the one that protects you. I'm the one that fights for you. I'm the one that is with you. I'm the one that will deliver you. I'm the one that will help you. I'm the one that will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I am your God. I am Yahweh. I am El Shaddai. I am more than enough. Why is it that believers think that they need something else outside of God? Anything that you think you need outside of God that brings more pleasure to you, that is a different fountain you're drinking from. And that fountain will leave you thirsty. There is only one source. There is only one king. There is only one savior. There is only one fountain. And when you drink of his water, you will never thirst again. There is only one that will satisfy. The world will present to you many fountains, but there is only one fountain that will satisfy, that will satisfy. Every other fountain will leave you thirsty. It will leave you defeated. It will leave you empty. But there is only one Yahweh. There is only one God. There is only one El Shaddai. Oh, Jesus. Look what 2 Corinthians, write it down, chapter 9, verse 8 through 9 says. And God can give you more blessings than you need. And you will always have plenty of everything. I'm going to read it to you again. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 through 9. And God can give you more blessings than you need. And you will always have plenty of everything. Philip is saying, we don't have enough. And God will give you more blessings than you need. And you will have plenty of everything. You know, here's Philip, and they ask, well, what do we have? And this, in desperation, they find this little boy who has two fish and five loaves of bread. How many? Shout two fish. And how many loaves of bread? Shout it again. Two fish, five loaves of bread. The Lord showed me this yesterday. What's 2 plus 5? The number 7 means complete, whole. It means completion. It means whole. In other words, what God is saying is he says, you can live in a state of being where you are whole and you are complete. I have no codependencies. I have no coping mechanisms. I'm swimming inside of the river of God, completely dependent upon God, fearing nothing, afraid of nothing, desperate for nothing, frustrated for nothing, sad about nothing, desperate about nothing. I am dependent upon God because I love him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. You know, it is possible to live in your life. I believe, why two fish? Why five loaves of bread? I believe God was showing us a principle. 7 means whole. 7 means complete. The Bible says that on the 7th day, God rested. Because everything was finished. When God does what he does in your life, he is the God that can complete you in such a way where you are not dependent on nothing else but God. dependent on him for finances, dependent on him for multiplication, dependent on him to set you free, dependent on him for your family, dependent, shout dependent on God. And Jesus comes to Philip and all the disciples and says, give me your little and watch what I can do with it. Give me your little and watch how I can multiply it. Give me your little. Give me your little loaves of fish and your little, or your two fish and your five loaves of bread, and watch what I'm going to do. Give me your oil and watch how I can multiply it. Just give me the little that you have. And as you become whole, as you depend on me, I'm going to multiply it to a capacity that your mind has not seen. Your eyes have not heard. Oh, Jesus. He was saying, what I can do with your little is so much more than what you can do touching the dirt and still being in control of your own life. And you will never be able to multiply it the way God can multiply it in all of your lifetime. There is, oh, Jesus. The problem is that we are so full of control issues. We want to control everything. Stop it. Depend on God. Seek God, because here God was saying to them, if you give me your little, I'll multiply it. If you give me your little, watch what I'm going to do. I will expand it so much that no man can stop it. No hex, no curse, no witch, no blood of chicken can stop what I'm going to do in your life, because I am God Yahweh. I am El Shaddai. I am the God of more than enough. Will you love me? Will you honor me? Will you serve me? And will you depend on me? See, the devil wants you to feel insecure. He likes you to live a life where you're half full and half empty. He don't mind you coming to church as long as he's got you like that, because you'll be a struggling Christian the rest of your life. You will struggle with coping mechanisms for the rest of your life. You'll keep running to pride. You'll keep running to fears. You'll keep running to insecurity. But the Spirit of God is speaking to he who has an ear today. It's time to be free from all your coping mechanisms, and it's time to depend solely on God. Amen. Amen. The devil loves for you to feel insecure. He loves for you to feel insufficient. He loves it when you feel like you're not, or God is not good enough, or you're not good enough, or he's not more than enough. He needs you to be dependent upon something other than God. See, because many people have been withheld for so long because you have not let go. You're afraid to let go. You're afraid for whatever reason to let go. You think God is going to let you down. But quite the contrary. God will take you. And it doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter who abandoned you. It doesn't matter if you're an orphan. It doesn't matter what worked out for you and what didn't work out for you. The God that we serve has a plan, regardless of your background, of where you come from. And our level of trust and our level of dependency has got to increase. Where you make him your top priority. His part is to do the rest. He has got to be your top priority.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.